Welcome to Michigan Sunrise High today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, well, right here in the studios, we don't get that pleasure too often, 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's nice to see you instead of just being on the phone.
That's right. Now, I guess we'll start there. You visited the studio, so that means you're out and about checking out the district today.
Absolutely. I'm working my way up to Alpena. We've got a tour of the Besser Industries today, along with meeting with the 30 to 40 residents, and then celebrating 100 years of Alpena's band, their orchestra, tonight at the band shelter. So sure. That's exciting. And then work my way back through the district tomorrow after spending the night up there. And so it's exciting to be out in the district and talking to the residents.
Boy, I'll bet it is. And talking to them about some issues that we want to talk about. What's happening? What's cooking down in Lansing right now, Jim?
Well, I think this is one of the better times of the year. We're actually out in district and not in Lansing, so I like that, to be honest. Just last week I was here for the ribbon cutting for the new docks and really enjoyed that. Did a tour of those. They're amazing. Yeah. And they were full. It was amazing to see how many people it's bringing to the community. So that's exciting. And I know that there's dollars for the third phase that we've already got set aside. So hopefully we'll get that project done. I know it's one that's been being worked on for a while. But while I was here, I also got out and hit some doors right here in Tawas and talked to a few residents. So that was great. You know, there's three key issues that I keep hearing. One is, you know, roads. And we continue to put additional dollars. Over the last 4 years, we've put an additional over a billion dollars more towards the roads. Our challenge is for decades, it's gone without those improvements. Right. And so just 4 years worth of dollars isn't going to get us there. And it's got to be the long-term investment. So we're building them right. And so I'm pleased we're able to put some dollars there, but I think we need to continue to prioritize that. One of the other major priorities that we've done this year was putting $14.7 billion towards education.
Wow.
That's just K through 12, along with early childhood. And then last year, we also worked on a reading for first through third graders and changing some of the standards and setting the goals within the education system to, you know, right now, Michigan is certainly challenged with that. I think the schools try and do their best. Hopefully, we'll continue to see more improvement as we go. And so that was exciting to see that we're focusing first through third, because if we can get that reading established, it helps them with all of it. And so I was pleased that we were able to work on that. You know, and then the other one that I hear on a regular basis is one I've now voted on at least six times. I wish it would get to the governor's desk, is auto no fault. And just before we went out into work district period, the Michigan Senate took up some legislation on auto no fault and working with, especially on that pop-up increase that seniors see at age 65. And we actually put some legislation through. So I'm hoping when the Michigan House comes back that they take that up and get it to the governor to help with that. But there's a lot of work to go with that. It's one that's been here since the 70s. The people have actually voted on it twice on public ballots, once in the 80s, I think once in the 90s, and it got turned down for change. But as I'm hitting doors and talking to people, it's time for a change, and it's one that I support finding the right solution. So we'll continue to work on that and hopefully find a solution. When you're paying $190 on just the catastrophic claims before you ever bought a dollar of insurance, that's a lot of money. Yeah. That's per vehicle. That's not just per household. So as we go through, that's definitely a priority as well.
Very good. Well, a few issues there, but I know you're on the road for a while here today and probably for the next few days then. So.
Absolutely. Through the August and into September, we're in district. If you see me out, I've got usually a red or a blue shirt on that says State Senator Jim Stomas. Please stop, say hi, and let me know what you're thinking. Good, bad, I appreciate any opinions. It only helps me know what's going on and take a different perspective. So I'm open to all perspectives, and I look forward to an opportunity to meeting with any of the constituents sometime soon.
All right. And if they can't do that, even though you're in district, can they still get a hold of you through the phone number?
Absolutely. We have someone at 855-347-8036. In Lansing that can make sure that we coordinate and either do a follow-up call or even a personal meeting sometimes, which happens as I'm coming through the district. And so would love the opportunity to do that. And, I think it's sidewalk days in Tawas. So make sure get out and visit our local stores. As a small business owner on Main Street in Midland, I always love to promote and tell people we have an awesome community. Frankly, that's sort of how I got in it. Right. We had a small community. The mom and dad always said the community supports us. Find a way to give back to the community. So sidewalks sales are out there. Please stop by and visit your locals.
Sounds good. 36th District State Senator Jim Stomas. Jim, always a pleasure, my friend, and I'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
I look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.